This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Wow. Ben Jacobs claiming the Montana Republican candidate Greg Gianforte body slammed him. You just heard it right there after he asked about the latest CBO score. Woo! It's been confirmed all over the place. They heard the loud crash, which you just heard, and saw his feet fly in the air. My, oh, my. Kate Delady, America Tonight. Welcome to a little slice of politics today. In fact, a Fox News reporter verified said the same thing had happened. So what's going on with Gianforte? I don't know. Lost his temper somehow, you know, whatever. But you had three Fox News reporters say, yeah, we saw it. We saw the body slam, and what Jacobs said happened and what you heard is the real thing. To give you more of a description of it, Gianforte grabbed Jacobs by the neck with both hands, slammed him into the ground behind him, and the Fox people say they watched in disbelief. They couldn't believe what was happening. Gianforte then started punching him and moved on top of the reporter and began yelling at him, saying he was tired of it. And none of those who witnessed the assault saw Jacobs do anything aggressive toward Gianforte at all. So the sheriff's deputies came, they took all the statements, and this is the bits and pieces that, you know, you're hearing. It happened, it was just after 7 o'clock that Jacobs tweeted that he'd been body slammed by Gianforte and that his glasses had been broken during the incident. The Guardian posted audio that you just heard of that exchange between Jacobs and Gianforte, which certainly seems to back up the reporter's account. So you know, who is this Gianforte? Why is she talking about that at the top? He's running against a Democrat, Rob Quist, to fill the seat vacated by Ryan Zink, who became head of the Interior Department. And, of course, the reporter's claim comes a day before the election. This is a special election. Now, a spokesperson for Gianforte sent a statement that told a different kind of story of the event, saying that Jacobs came into the office without permission, aggressively shoved a recorder in his face, and began asking badgering questions. And then when he attempted to grab the phone that was pushed in his face, he grabbed his wrist and spun away. So clearly, of course, they're going to have something different that said, but I think with that many reporters, especially there was Fox News reporters, there were all kinds of reporters that saw it. And House Democrats jumped on this right away, and they said Gianforte's got to immediately withdraw his candidacy after this alleged violent assault of an innocent journalist. Will that happen? I don't know, but just a crazy, crazy thing to happen, and seems incredibly unnecessary, and boy, you just cannot lose your cool like that, whatever that was about, when you, especially you're jumping into what look like easy pickings in a special election. Now that's going to turn in a different direction. Speaking of a different direction, the health care bill would cut taxes by $663 billion, and would also cut people from health care. It would really bounce back into the laps of the states. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, released number. So President Trump's health care chief slammed the CBO score, saying it was wrong again. It was released late on Wednesday. And what he said was, in reality, Americans are paying more for fewer health care choices because of Obamacare. That's why the Trump administration is committed to reforming health care. The score concluded, so you know what he was saying, that the health bill would result in 23 million fewer people with health insurance over 10 years, reducing the deficit by $119 billion over the same period. But the CBO found that an amendment allowing states to waive certain regulations would mean premiums would be lower than in the previous versions of the bill, and that slightly more people would get coverage, for whatever that means, so that's confusing. The CBO concluded that a controversial last-minute amendment from Congressman Tom MacArthur, a Republican from New Jersey, would cause people with pre-existing health conditions to lose coverage, contrary to what has been promised since the bill was passed. And here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this. First, the Senate has to approve this, because that's the other part of this. And yes, the CBO numbers are definitely going to raise flags, have people having a conversation. What does it mean? There's going to be more backlash. That's what it means, because the concern is, who's going to lose their health care coverage? Of course, it's what's in your wallet. What does your health care guarantee you? Anything? Are you paying higher premiums now? What's happening to you now? So that's what it's about. It's about your numbers and what the ultimate law becomes, because it seems pretty inevitable to me that it's going to change. I'd be surprised if it didn't change. Something is going to change here. The whole repeal movement is definitely on, and many of us complain and have been complaining about premiums and the coverage that we have right now at this point. So 23 million, will 23 million be uninsured? What will the Senate do? How does this all look in the end? How does it all look in the end? In the meantime, memos, memos, memos. The White House and the Department of Justice missed a couple of deadlines on supplying memos and records. Not necessarily unusual. This has happened before in shifting over documents. Not an excuse, but it's just pretty par for the course. However, it makes news, because if you look at what they're trying to do, is the Wednesday deadline was set to turn over any conversations between President Trump and James Comey before the FBI director's firing earlier this month. The Senate Judiciary Committee member demanded records after revelations about Comey, the fact that he documented his telephone calls and meetings with the president in highly detailed memos. And where do those memos end up? And what do they do with this whole pile-on over the Russia investigation? I'm sure they'll supply them, but it's probably going to take some time, is what they're saying. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, Over the Fence with me on America Tonight.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. $5. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Tonight, we'd like to have a lot of fun with our pal Nathan Reeder with a segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kate. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I think I've said this before, but somebody told me one time, young lady, some older man that was watching when I was, we ran into each other, I think, at a 7-Eleven or something, and he said, any day above ground is a good day.
Agreed.
I agree. I mean, there's always another chance, another day, another moment, another song to listen to, right? Another book to read.
Yep, but I bet that's
another radio show to do.
A sentiment that felt around the world today.
Boy, no kidding. Isn't that the truth? For our first Fruits and Nuts Shredded or Bingo, this is the craziest thing. I saw a picture, and somebody sent it to me, and actually, I think it's really making the rounds. I have friends that live in Colorado. Steamboat Springs, Colorado. A damaged car. A bear ripped the bumper off of a car used to deliver donuts before it tried to claw through the trunk to get inside. Yikes.
Yeah, donuts.
I need my donuts. I'm a bear. I need my donuts.
I like your bear impression.
I know. I don't know what a bear sounds like. If it had a voice, what would it sound like? So I'll just give you a little more details on it for everybody listening. I know they're riveted by the story. A Moose Watch Cafe owner, Kim Robertson, said she and her husband discovered the bumperless car when they woke up on Monday in Steamboat Springs. They thought it was hit by another car. Then they saw the telltale sign of the claw and paw marks. It smells like a rolling bakery, she said, and it was like Winnie the Pooh with honey. So they think the bear smelled the donuts and needed to get into the Ford Focus.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
I am
said,
all bingo,
like donuts.
Donuts, bears. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's funny. But in honor of the bear that snatched up their bumper, the Moose Watch Cafe, if you're headed to Steamboat, is offering a treat called Bear Claws. For half price.
Cute.
It is cute. We need cute stories, frankly.
Yep.
Right? I like it. All right, so let's move on to another one. Are you a fan of Game of Thrones?
What show is that? It's on
Game of Thrones.
On a network or something, right?
HBO. It's on HBO. You didn't watch it?
Nope.
I cannot believe you
What's
did not
it about?
Watch Game of Thrones. It's like a fantasy kind of, not old England, it's a whole tale of different kingdoms and who's fighting who for land. It's a tale that could be applied to almost any point in history.
Dramatic.
It is it's dramatic and fantasy, and it's pretty cool, it is. There's a season 7. And now they're saying that they're going to have some spin-offs. Spin-offs, of course. If you have a money-making machine, you spin it off into something else. They have a woman that's the dragon lady. She flies on a dragon, and her dragons kill people. It is cool. You would like it. I'm just saying. I think it's pretty cool. You definitely would like it, but anyway.
Okay.
So I'm saying bingo, because they're smart enough to do the spin-offs, so I'm just going to say...
Oh, spin-offs.
Yeah, spin-offs. Spin-offs! How about this? There's a Florida woman who... I don't even know if I can do this one on the air.
Well...
I can't. I'm not going to even do it.
I mean, it is
I'm not even gonna,
Florida.
I'm not going there.
Florida person.
Florida's enough. Florida person, that's enough. I'm not going there. I don't think I could get through the story without being hysterical. You'll have to see me at another time, folks, for that story. I'll put it someplace else.
Wow, at a local comedy club.
At a local comedy club, I'll do it on stage. So this one's actually better. How about this? Police, speaking of dragons, police in Massachusetts, say a bearded dragon lizard was turned over to animal control after a woman suspected of drunk driving revealed she had the animal stuffed in her bra. So the police said in a Facebook post that the 39-year-old woman had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit when she drove off the road. She smashed into some mailboxes, and despite that fact, the airbags were deployed, all four tires were flattened, and the driver asked the officers to call a tow truck so she could be on her way, and she was attempting to save this lizard. You know, this whole thing ensued where they thought something else was going on, like she was reaching for a gun, but she was reaching for a lizard. It was stuffed in her bra. I'm not making this up.
Whoa.
You have no reaction. So, but that could have ended badly. I mean, now they're laughing about it, and it becomes bizarre news. But they thought she was reaching for something, and it was the lizard she was reaching for to make sure the lizard was okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm going to say, I shredded. I mean, it's a strange story. It's not good that she was just smashed out of her mind and smashed into those mailboxes. It could have been something worse. But the fact that she, you know, the fact of the of The Lizard is Strange. All right, so we talked about spinoffs and popular movies end up going into 5 and 6 and whatever. I've talked about that before. It is true. Have you seen Top Gun, the movie, Nathan?
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
I know, exactly. Highway to the Danger Zone. That's all I remember. Highway. I can't sing it. To the Danger Zone.
I mean, it's got that part from Risky Business in it,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, it's
wait a minute.
Not,
oh, that part, no. That is the guy. Oh, oh.
Yeah, guys without shirts on playing volleyball and Tom Cruise when he was 10. So there is going to be a Top Gun. There is going to be a Top Gun 2.
20 years ago. Someone's keeping track.
So 20, it was like 20-some years ago. You're right. So now they're going to have another one. I thought the first one was good at the time. But, boy, I wonder, maybe he's going to be an instructor. I don't know. They're not releasing any details about it. But talk about just really digging back into history.
Into the money train history.
Into the money train. Yeah,
into
that's what it is.
Gun.
I think... just for money gun. I think that's what they do. They sit around and say, okay, all right, forget it. Let's not come up with a good idea or somebody unknown in their script. What can we just make some money off of? How can we just print the money right in the backyard?
Yeah.
What can we do? Well, let's just redo that. I think that could work. So let's figure out a way to just redo it. And maybe people will go and, maybe people will go and see it. That's what that's about, definitely.
The entertainment industry is quite a pile of everything nowadays.
Quite a pile of everything.
I mean, it's opened up to everybody in a way that it hasn't been able to before, but that's also made all the money kind of coagulate into places that it knows can recreate itself.
Yes, I'm going to agree with that. And here's our final one from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. North Carolina man is still trying to explain to the police how his car ended up in a swimming pool. Somebody noticed the empty car submerged in a swimming pool at an apartment complex. Police think it was plunged there early on Friday morning. The owner, James Bradley Poe, told the cops that it rolled into the pool after he got out, thinking it was in park. He said he tried to stop the car. He left it in the pool because he had to go home to care for his son. Now there's kind of conflicting reports about what happened. Either way, he's going to have to go to court and explain it to a judge. And the pool had to be drained, and the car had to be removed from the pool.
The lizard did it, man.
It was the lizard in the lady's bra that caused this problem. I mean, seriously, it's insane. I saw the picture of the car submerged in the pool. People, there's a lesson in this one. Be careful out there. Strange things. Fruits and nuts. Lots
Whoa.
Of them. Yeah. Thanks, Nathan Reeder.
Hello.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, we had so much to talk about last time when it comes to autonomous cars. I said, like, I'm a geek for that. That here we are back again with Doug Davis, the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel, to continue that conversation about autonomous cars. Have you been thinking about it? I know you want one, don't you?
I obsess over autonomous cars. And also, just, I'm always, as I'm driving, trying to imagine. And Doug, this is really, I think, a question for you, and I wonder how much time you spend thinking about it. I can see a world where we're all driving autonomous cars. I live in a world where none of us are driving autonomous cars. I'm a little nervous about the world where some of us are in autonomous cars and those darn autonomous cars have to deal with stupid humans. That, to me, seems like a very dangerous phase in this experiment.
Well, and I think it's a great observation, Greg. You know, that's going to be one of the challenges for the technology as we're developing it and we're first getting these cars on the road, because they'll just continue to be millions of cars driven by humans. And we're not very good at it.
Well, I mean, look, a lot of people right now are listening. You know, a million people are listening to us right now. Most of those people are in their cars. And for you listening, I want you to look at what you're doing right now in addition to driving your car. You're eating something. You're drinking something. You're texting something. You're adjusting them. There's a million things you're probably doing instead of driving. And that's how we get to the 30,000 fatalities number, is people are distracted, as Doug said, or human error.
You know, I think one of the key things is that those autonomous vehicles can see everything that's happening around them, right? As we start to get them on the road, you know, of course, we recognize one of the biggest challenges when we first start deploying them or the automakers start deploying them is we've still got, you know, 99% of the cars out there driven by humans. And so what's different about these cars, though, is they'll have cameras all around them. They'll be able to see what's happening. You know, they'll have other sensor technologies, lasers and radar that can see what's going on, as well as the intelligence to know how to deal with certain situations. So the ability for that autonomous car to see that a driver is starting to drift into their lane in most ways will be much, much faster, much more perceptive than even us humans who are trying our best to pay attention.
So even though we're not very good drivers, autonomous cars are going to do a better job of dealing with our unpredictability than we as humans can?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think they'll notice that that truck is approaching the intersection a little too fast and may not be able to stop in time. Or, you know, it'll recognize that bicyclist on the curb that's now starting to, you know, turn onto the street. Because of the technology, you know, it'll be able to see all those things, to pull together all that information and be able to predict what might happen. Now, some people who've taken rides in the autonomous cars, I've ridden in a few of them, will say, well, but they're really conservative. And that's the function of, you know, recognizing, being able to anticipate problems, but also being able to drive in a somewhat natural way along with all the other human drivers. I got to ride in one of the, I'd say, most modern autonomous vehicles in terms of the technology right now. And one of the things I noticed right away is that it was a more confident autonomous vehicle. Mm. And so the technology, I think, can be adapted to kind of blend in well with all of us human drivers.
And I would imagine that that would, Doug, change laws, and there would have to, obviously, there would be a learning curve, right? So once all the, I'll call it kinks or obstacles, the other parts of autonomous cars are worked out, that's got to be part of it, working with law enforcement, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about what's also interesting about these cars, because of all the cameras and sensors on them, there'll be a lot of data, a lot of evidence as to what took place in the case of an accident, right? And you can imagine as we get more and more autonomous vehicles that are equipped with these sensors, when something happens, they can capture that information. So we can see what's going on. We can understand what took place, and we'll be able to learn how to make the cars even better, how to help them deal with situations over time. I kind of will use the analogy that, you know, the first autonomous cars are going to be still in learning mode, right? As they see more and more situations, we can update the models that they use to help them deal with more and more unusual circumstances.
So it's interesting when you talk about that, Doug, it just makes me think, too, this could change even, I think it's somebody getting a driver's license the first time and what you had to do to get a driver's license. Wow, that could really reshape even that, the beginnings of our relationships with cars when we're kids and what we can actually do and what we can learn. I think that would be part of it, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we sometimes have a conversation about, excuse me, you know, that probably two generations from now, there will be kids who never get a driver's license, right? I mean, they may have such flexible mobility through these kinds of autonomous vehicles that they may never have a desire to get a driver's license, that it would be kind of a nuisance to even have to do that. But I also remind people, I still have a car that's 40 years old that I really enjoy driving. And so this won't wake up someday and every car on the road is autonomous. But I do see that we'll change the world around us as these cars start to roll out. Much as, you know, changes happened when we went from horse and buggy to the first, you know, gasoline engine driven cars.
Yeah. We're talking with Doug Davis. He's the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel. And, Doug, you said a couple of things I want to follow up with you about. One is you mentioned being in what you think is probably the most advanced fully autonomous car. We want to find out if we can know who has that car. We also want to know what that 40-year-old car you're driving is that you enjoy driving on the weekend. And finally, the autonomous car we hear the most about is Tesla with the autopilot feature. Have you driven or been in a Tesla with autopilot, and how close is it to a fully autonomous car?
Yeah, you know, there are different levels of autonomy. There are a couple standards bodies that define those different levels. And a lot of what we see out on the road today, you would consider, you know, kind of that mid-range. The term that's used is a level three autonomy. And I've gotten a chance to ride in several. I probably won't name names, but you know, I can see that the technology is progressing, you know, very quickly. And so, yes, I've gotten a chance to ride in Tesla. I think they're making great strides, and you know, they're willing to move very quickly. I would note that both car manufacturers as well as what are called tier one companies that are out there, you know, are doing some really great work. We've recently talked about some things that we're doing with Delphi, and I think they're doing some very interesting things. That 40-year-old car that I'm driving is actually a 1977 Camaro. It's the same car my wife had in high school, and we still have it, and it's still fun to drive.
You know, that's worth some money. Depending on the condition, there'd be some people that would offer you some money for that, Doug.
Well, they'd have to convince my wife to part with it.
Is it actually her car from high school, or you went and found one that was the same as what she was driving then?
No, it is actually the same car she had in high
school.
Wow. Boy, that's incredible. Jeez. When you go to a party, are you the most popular guy there? Do people ask you? There's so many things people could talk to you about, but I have to imagine they pepper you with questions about the whole thing of an autonomous car.
I'll tell you what, you know, autonomous cars are probably one of the hottest topics right now, and it's yep. interesting because you get two different perspectives. You know, on one hand, people are so curious and intrigued by what it takes to do that and when they'll be around. But there's also, you know, a certain amount of trepidation, not sure if they really want to let a computerized car drive them around. But again, I go back to my earlier example that I mentioned before is that, hey, autonomous airplanes flash around all the time. Sure, there are very, very qualified pilots that can take over in unusual circumstances. But, you know, we'll still, I think, for a very long time, you know, be able to take over for an autonomous car if something unusual happens and such a thing is needed. I'm so excited about the flexibility and mobility they'll give for so many people and the fact that they're going to, you know, make cars safer and save a lot of lives.
We're talking with Doug Davis. He's the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel. And, Doug, we just have a minute or two left, but since we're doing this interview on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, we like to ask people, what keeps you up at night? In this job of working for Intel with autonomous cars, what keeps you up at night? And I guess in a way I wonder, what's the benchmark you have to see before you'll let your kids go in an autonomous car without you?
Yeah, I think the thing that keeps me up at night is pulling all the technology together kind of simultaneously. This is a really interesting challenge in terms of really deploying artificial intelligence on a broad scale. And so it means that these cars have to be connected to the network infrastructure. They need to have robust data center capabilities to support them. We've got to make them secure. You know, we've got to be able to deliver content, new services. They're, you know, one hand is an engineer and, you know, a bit of a geek. It's so exciting and it's there's so many interesting challenges, but it's all got to come together kind of simultaneously. And that's something we do very, very well at Intel and confident will help our customers be able to deploy that technology and make it all happen. You know, so that's probably, you know, one of the biggest challenges that I see and that I ponder. But again, I think for me, it's an opportunity. As I see the pace of technology, I'm easily within another year or two saying I would be thrilled with having any of my family riding in one of those. In fact, I see some trials on the road today that I would entrust my family to right now. So we're getting very close to those early mobility on demand capabilities already.
Love it. Doug Davis, Senior VP of Automated Driving Group, the Automated Driving Group at Intel. Thank you so much.
You bet. Great talking to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Oh. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involved destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of one-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support the tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and in pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah, with the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color, and what you would normally do with diamonds.
Sure, these come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it's, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.